When the price of Asian rice nearly doubled, the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association ran out of money to buy rice for its food bank. The interim executive director is Yang Kai Mua.
The elderly, those who lose their job, and for those who move to our new area, they need help. And that's why we run out the rice based on the little budget that we have.
Suggestions that bread or potatoes could be substituted were rejected, since traditional Hmong are so used to eating rice 3 times a day, up to 2 cups a meal. Without it, they have dietary problems, according to Charles Vu, Assistant Director of Multicultural Affairs at UW-Eau Claire.
It can be substituted for younger people who tend to get used to a variety of food, but for older people, texture is important.
Now there's concern the younger Hmong are choosing American favorites like pizza rather than old country Hmong dishes. Consequently, one of few Hmong cookbooks in the country has just been released by UW Extension in Eau Claire. Family living educator Julie Cowan-Bomar has a background in Hmong studies and was an editor.
We did participant observation and prepared the recipes and asked people to stop so we could write down amounts and that sort of thing.
And since rice is a food staple to the Hmong, once word got out the local rice cupboard was bare, residents in the Chippewa Valley area brought in cash to buy 21,000 pounds to fill the gap. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.